بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah, the obligation of performing the Salatul Jumu'ah, performing ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, applying itr, going early for Jumu'ah Salah, and also explaining that the time of acceptance of du'as, as we're going to go on, we'll do the ahadith with regards to which times the du'as are accepted on the day of Friday, and encouragement to remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance after Jumu'ah Salah. So continuing with the ahadith, today's ahadith we'll do two short ahadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه أنهما سمعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول على أعواد منبره لينتهين أقوام عن ودعهم الجمعات أو ليختمن الله على قلوبهم ثم ليكونن من الغافلين. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrate that they both heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, while sitting on his mimbar, while sitting on his pulpit, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people should stop abandoning the Jumu'ah Salah, or else Allah Ta'ala will seal their hearts and they will definitely be included amongst the heedless. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? The people should stop abandoning the Jumu'ah Salah, or else Allah Ta'ala will seal their hearts and they will definitely be included amongst the heedless. So this hadith is showing us the importance of the Jumu'ah Salah. It's not such that it's just something that's optional. There's great, great emphasis placed upon the Jumu'ah Salah. It is necessary, it is wajib, we know that to perform this Jumu'ah Salah. So here, what is meant by sealing the heart? Ulama explained that sealing the heart is an expression to show that the heart becomes hardened. Heart becomes unresponsive. Like how you'll get a ground that is very, very hard, that after a person plants some seeds in there, so that some crops may grow, some plants may grow. But if that ground is very hard, it becomes unresponsive. In other words, it's like rock, very, very hard. And you find even though you're putting water, there's no benefit that is coming to that ground because of that water and because of that seed that is planted there. But on the other hand, you get fertile sand that's soft, that's responsive. You put a seed in there, you water it, and very quickly crops grow, plants grow, trees grow, and it's a benefit to everyone. So what happens is the heart becomes hard because the person is starting to miss his Jumu'ah Salah. And now he becomes unresponsive to advice, like how when the seed is put in the ground and it responds to the water. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the permission of Allah ta'ala, that advices start coming to this person. And doesn't matter what comes to him and how many advices comes, his heart now has become sealed, has become hardened. So he's not responsive, he's not responding to any type of advice. It makes no difference to him whether he's speaking about Jannah, Jahannam, Akhirah, the day of Qiyamah. His heart has become sealed, it has become hardened. So this is one explanation that ulama give. Another explanation, what is meant by the hearts will definitely become, or the hearts, Allah Ta'ala will seal the hearts. One is that it will become hardened. That is one explanation. Another explanation is that it refers to the creation of disbelief in the heart. Kufr starts coming in the heart. Kufr. When a person's heart is sealed, then kufr starts forming and generating, germinating in that heart. Some ulama have a view that a sign is created in the heart which the angels can recognize, that this person's heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed his heart. So therefore, we may not recognize it, but the angels recognize it. So therefore it shows that it's a very, very serious thing for a person to miss Jumu'ah Salah. Sometimes you find a person is busy at work, or he's working for somebody, and it's just complete heedlessness, because whoever he's working with are all non-Muslims. So he doesn't care about the Jumu'ah Salah, and like that Jumu'ah Salahs go, and he thinks nothing of it. Or sometimes some friends get together and say, we got a long lunch break, let's take advantage of the lunch break and we can go somewhere else, go and have some lunch somewhere, or go do something. And they just ignore the Jumu'ah Salah. This is very, very serious. On the basis of this hadith, ulama have mentioned that Jumu'ah Salah is Fard-e-Ain. Fard-e-Ain, those who are in a position to perform it. In other words, Fard-e-Ain means on every individual. Once you get Fard-e-Kifaya, if a few people perform it, then it will suffice for the rest. And then you get something known as Fard-e-Ain, that it's Fard upon every person. It's necessary upon every person to read this Jumu'ah Salah. Obviously, if a person is sick, and he's unable to, and he's got a valid Shari'i reason, and then for him he's excused. But as a general rule, every person has to be present for the Jumu'ah Salah. However, a person who is a musafir, woman and children, I excluded from this obligation. Do one more hadith. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا جاء أحدكم الجمعة فليغتسل متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any one of you comes to the Jumu'ah Salah, he should first perform a ghusl. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. Yesterday we explained that initially in the times of difficulty, etc., when the masjid ceiling roof was low and people were hard working and they had very few clothes also, very thick clothes, the climate was very hot, then it was necessary that you'll all have to bath. Later on there was some relaxation, people began to have more clothing, the ceiling of the masjid also was improved, and like that people were not working so hard anymore. So then this was relaxed. However, the role of Jumu'ah Salah was still emphasized, like how we can see in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when any one of you comes to the Jumu'ah Salah, he should first perform a ghusl. So there is an emphasis on performing a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Yesterday we explained the times of when a ghusl will be counted for the Jumu'ah, starting from Subah Sadiq right up to the Jumu'ah. Ideally, if it could be done with the same wuzu that the person is performing the Jumu'ah Salah, that is afzal, that is the best. But if it can't, then the person should, for example, he has to leave early to work. So he can't have a ghusl, and in that ghusl, his wuzu is made, that he performs Jumu'ah Salah with that wuzu. In other words, he's done closer to the time of Jumu'ah. If he can't do that, for example, he's going to work, or a person is going very early to the masjid, which is a good thing, then if a person makes his ghusl, his wuzu, he proceeds and does whatever he needs to do, or he goes to the masjid, and his wuzu happens to break, then there is no problem. He makes his wuzu again and he performs the Jumu'ah Salah. But just in terms of what time is counted as far as this ghusl is concerned for Jumu'ah Salah, this is the time from Subah Sadiq onwards. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.